peace to the people. We are on the move from the nonsense into the good sense. This is Mike Africa Jr. on the On The Move podcast here on the Black Love Podcast Network, where we illuminate the struggles of the people, inform the uninformed, and give you nothing but the truth. On The Move is here to disrupt the system and spark a global revolutionary change. The change is what we need. Like Sam Cooke said, the change is going to come. But like Gandhi said, you got to be the change you want to see in the world. And even though Gandhi wasn't perfect, he said something that was true. And when the power of truth is present, you better respect it. So check this out. Today, we got a very special guest for y'all. He's a lyricist, a creative artist, and a social entrepreneur with a clothing line called Plant-Based Dripping. He's helping raise awareness around like the whole plant-based thing. He doing it in droves, but he is nothing short of refreshing. Say On The Move to my brother, Gray. What's up, Gray? How you feel, bro?
Jeez, how you doing? Doing good.
Listen, man, I'm cool,
thank
man.
Thank you for having me, man.
I'm glad you could make it, man. But look, before we get into anything serious, I got to do something.
Okay.
Give me two. All right. So like, check this out. Activists are multifaceted, and oftentimes people don't think of us as doing anything but rallying and protesting. But Gimme Two is a way to spotlight the other good things we got going on in our lives. So I want us to share two things that made us smile this week. I'll go first. So today, my daughter, right? She's 10 years old. I got four kids, 23, 20, 18, and my little girl is the only girl, and she's 10, and she's coming out of school.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? So you know how that go. Like she, you know, she coming out of school today. I don't let her go by herself and I don't let her come home by herself. I'm trying to get her used to, you know, coming home by herself, you know, just in case mm-hmm. she have to, right? So she got her phone, mm-hmm. she get out to school and I'm just kind of like hiding around the corner, right? To see how she react to not seeing me. And she come out to school, she called me on the phone. She say, Daddy, where are you? I say, I'm not there right now. She say, okay. And I say, we did talk about practicing you coming home on your own, right? She say, yeah, but you didn't tell me that you wasn't going to come to get me today. And I say, okay. I said, are you all right with that?
Mm.
She says, well, I'll have to be. And she starts making her way home. Now I see her though. I'm right around the corner. I can see her as she's doing what she's doing. She get around the corner and then she see me standing there and she smiled real big, right? So I'm like, was you scared? And she was like, no. I said, why not? She said, because I knew you was there. I said, how you know I was around the corner? She said, I didn't know you was around the corner. She said, I didn't know you was around the corner, but I knew you was there. And yo, like to hear that, yo, it just like make me feel so full and so good. And the other thing, this is also with her, right? She's the only girl, right? And she's the youngest. But Aaliyah could very well be a very spoiled child. But like when I tell her that she can't have something, she get me for things. You know, she get to the store and be like, can I get that dollhouse? It's just $200. It ain't no birthday. Ain't no special holiday. But she like, can I get that $200? And I'd be like, no. But she get me sometimes. But when I say no, that she can't have something, she understands it and she cool with that. So I thought that was real good. That made me smile twice this week. So what you got?
Man, the same thing with my daughter. It's similar because I take it to this indoor like play area. It's like a indoor playground. Mm-hmm. And she never leaves my side. She won't go on a slide without me. She won't go anywhere without me. And all these little kids running around. Well, we took her 2 days ago, just me and her, and she finds a friend. She finds a friend, and they're just having a blast. So I'm like, you need daddy to come? And she was like, no, I'm okay. And at first, I was sad because I was like, oh, man. Like,
it's the beginning of the end.
You thought you still needed me. But over the course, while they were playing, it really made me smile. She just getting so big and growing to her own personality. You know, she's three. So just to see that made me smile, man. It was similar because, you know, it was like, daddy's not here, you know, no more. I used to do everything with her. Mm-hmm. But it was cool to see her be her own self and make her own friends and play on her own time. I have two daughters. My youngest is 6 months. And what made me smile is we find out that she has a tooth breaking through.
Oh.
It's like her first tooth. She just was crying all night. We're like, what's going on? We 3-4 o'clock in the morning, cut the light on. Boom.
There you go.
You know, the teeth is cutting through. So, man, parenting and being a father, man, especially the girls, it's a blessing. It changes you in so many ways, you know?
You ain't lying, bro. It does.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm just trying to slow it down. All my friends had kids before me.
Uh-huh.
All of them. I was the last one to have a child. So I knew. I took heed because every last one of them said, slow it down. It goes fast. One minute they're born, next to five. And it's not even funny how accurate they were.
Slow it down.
So I'm enjoying slowing down, being a father,
mm-hmm.
taking it, because you only get one time,
hey,
you know, at this age,
no doubt.
And, you know, in this size. And,
mm-hmm. So I was checking out your Instagram and I'm looking at your products mm-hmm. and the different things you got going on. And the thing that you got putting out mm-hmm. there the most is this thing called plant-based dripping. What is plant-based dripping? What does that mean?
So plant-based dripping, like the actual meaning, mm-hmm. dripping is a slang that we use nowadays
right.
for like overflowing with style and flavor. You got so much sauce, it drips everywhere you go. Well, I felt uh-huh. once I converted to a plant-based lifestyle, I sort of myself got my swag back. Like I lost this weight that I was trying to lose. My mind got clearer. My skin started glowing. I made this total transformation and it was cool to me. After I made my transition, people were coming up to me and just like, man, you just look happy. You look like you're back in high school. You know, all these compliments. So it was like, I wanted to create a brand that helped brought awareness around a plant-based lifestyle, but in a cool way. Because prior to, I'm a hip-hop artist first, and I rapped in my car for 2 years straight every single Friday. And you can look up the hashtag Gray Kent Freestyle. And one of these freestyles around Thanksgiving, the beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, I did a freestyle over that bean, and it went viral. And I had this influx of support from the vegan community, and everyone was just like, man, the video was cool. It wasn't saying like, you know, go vegan and corny. It was like actually cool. So I wanted to create a brand that had that same effect. I didn't want to create a brand that said like, you know, just vegan or, you know, I don't know, something else. But we came up with the term plant-based dripping, you know, and put it on a shirt, just making it cool to be healthy, because it is cool to be healthy, you know. And as you grow older, you start to understand that. But that's what plant-based dripping is, healthy lifestyle brand.
Hey.
We got apparel, we got food products, and got little stuff like mugs and, you know, you name it.
Yo, I really love that you say that it is cool to be healthy. You know, it's also revolutionary to be healthy, too. I got this thing I say, the most revolutionary thing you can do is protect your health. How long you been vegan?
I've been vegan going on, 22, so going on 6 years now. So going in August, it'll be 6 years.
What kind of changes? Like talked about the weight loss and the skin, like, but like, have you seen other changes that like people might not be able to notice looking at you?
Absolutely. So like the first change was the mindset. And that was the last thing people told me before I went vegan. You know, they was like, man, you're going to die. You're not going to eat no protein.
What?
Yeah. Bro, you're sure going to die. You're going to get sick, you know, because they thought we were just eating grass. But when I cut out the meat, the cheese, the eggs, and the fish products, no lie, within a couple days, I started to feel a clearness in my mind. Not my body, but my mind. It was just like the birds were chirping, man. that's the best way I can do it, man. Like, I'm smiling more. I'm just more happy. I have more energy just eating the right foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even go to the gym, and I dropped 20 pounds in 2 months. And that just showed me, like, a lot of it has to do with what we're eating. But it really taught me, like, your mental state and how you think, how you feel, like, is 100% from what you take in, what you put into your body. You know, I had no idea that what I was eating was causing or helping to aid in like depression or anxiety, you know, or negative thoughts or anything like that. That's why, you know, a lot of these people would be like, man, these vegans are like hippies or weird, because they'll be like peace, love, happiness. You know, it's because they're taking in living foods, you know, and it's coming out. So, you know, what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah.
I felt the mindset change. A lot faster than the physical.
For some reason, people don't connect like how you eat to how you think. And they also don't connect how you think to how you eat.
Yeah.
But it's all connected.
You know, one thing that helped me transition like fully, because I ate it all, man. I didn't wake up and I wasn't born vegan. I had everything underneath the sun. My wife got me vegan. And when she first told me we're going vegan, I'm like, yeah, who? You're going vegan. I'm still eating my chicken wings. And I'm going to watch my football. I'm going to have my meat. Like,
well, hold on. What was it that made you guys change? What happened?
So when we met, we were definitely not vegan.
Okay.
And I was doing all the cooking. So I cooked the salmon, the chicken, the stuffed baked potatoes, all that stuff. Well, she loved animals. She had a love for animals so deep that she would watch these PETA videos about the animal slaughterhouse. Mm. And so she would go off to work and call me on her job every day. And be like, Gray, you got to see what they're doing to the chickens and the cows and the sheep. I'm like, stop calling my phone with this. Like, you leave happy, and then you call me, and now you're like crying over a video. Stop watching them. And she would do this every day. And one day she said, I had enough, Gray. We're no longer eating meat. I said, I don't know who we is. You're no longer eating it. And I support it, but I'm going to eat it. Like, it went from her love of animals and it transferred to, she put that, her first meal was Cajun chicken Alfredo, all vegan, vegan chicken, vegan Alfredo, Cajun. I blew my mind. I said, well, look, if you can eat, if you can make this every night or something like this, I'll go quote unquote vegan with you, because this is good. This is not like a salad every day. And that's what happened, man. Over 4 months, she transitioned me all the way. And I was going to touch on, like, because you said it, it's the most revolutionary act we can do, because in my mindset, once I switched my diet, my mind started to change and I started to open up to worldly issues and social issues and started seeing the injustice in everything. And, you know, basically the number one way that we pass is heart disease. Mm-hmm. Black men die from heart disease, black people. That's a food related disease and illness. We know for a fact that they target us. That's why there's a McDonald's, a Popeyes, a KFC in underserved communities. It's not because we like it. It's because it's designed to keep that there, to keep us sick, to keep us on pharmaceuticals. And if that's the number one way that they take us out of here, if I control what I put in my body, then I just fought the number one form of oppression. You know what I'm saying? And that's like powerful to me.
No doubt.
And that's what made me change my thinking and way of living.
It's connected to everything. Like the way gas is. If the gas prices go up, everything go up. The products in the stores, because it take gas to get the things to the store. If everything go up, the food, everything goes up. That's how eating healthy is. Yeah. Hey, yo, I really appreciate the information and how you relate it to activism. But let's talk about that, the activism part of it. How has your activism evolved from mostly animal ethics to just food justice too? Because you touched on it a little bit with like the heart disease thing, right? But expand on that so that people can understand it a little better.
So like, and when I first got in, I went through, like, meaning when I first turned vegan and had this transformation, I went through the animal side through my girl, right? So my girl had, she has this love for animals. So we would be out at animal slaughterhouses doing these protests and all this. But I started to notice after years, like when stuff happens to us and our people, those organizations are quiet. And then I started to notice every February, these same animal organizations, vegan organizations, they hit us up. They don't hit us up all year, but they hit us up during February, Black History Month. They need a black vegan to highlight or whatever. But throughout the year, we don't get any support. So I started realizing that, man, we're fighting for two different things. Because once I went viral and I birthed this business, Plant-Based Drip, and I was booked all over the country for these vegan festivals. So I was able to go travel, you know, 30 different states out of the year and listen to how people were talking and connecting the dots. These people are fighting for animals. They don't care that we're still being treated in some sense like animals, you know, and they disregard social issues that are dealing with humans, and they just, you know, go all in for animals. But when we bring up human issues, it's like, oh, that doesn't concern me. You know, so I started realizing, like, okay, I'm fighting for something different. I'm fighting for the health of my people. And I'm a hip hop artist. So I need to find a way to inject my art, you know, inject like health into the art and get it to the community. Cause I know me going in and doing a protest, like, you know, some of these organizations doing, pour fake blood all over, it's not gonna reach my people what I'm trying to do. You know, music is universal. Everybody learned their ABCs through a song. So, you know, I started to realize, okay, I need to use this talent and put the medicine in the candy and use the music as the tool, because, I mean, it's powerful and they know that. That's why hip hop is the number one manipulated genre and the number one genre of the world, because of how powerful it is. It's like, once I made that connection, I stopped saying, like, I understood that there's some people who, you know, who have a love and want to fight for animals, and that's fine. And you can do both. You can be in the space fighting for the people and fight for animals. But I just realized that when stuff happens to us, y'all are not concerned, and it doesn't really affect you, you know. And so I got to move in a you know, that's meaningful, man. But it's just,
no, I feel you though, bro.
I started to see what was really important.
So you got this thing that you got to tell me about, bro. Vegan Thanksgiving dinner, bro. Talk to me about that. What's up with that?
Come on, man. We are 6 years running. This is something that we started right after I did the beans, greens, potatoes freestyle in the car that went viral. People, that was around Thanksgiving. So when I went live around Thanksgiving in 2016, people were like, what are you eating for Thanksgiving? Show us your plate, you know? And in my mind, I was like, you know what, man, let's just create an event, not really an event, like have a real Thanksgiving and invite people to our kitchen and show them what we eat for Thanksgiving. Man, we've been doing it for the last 6 years. We do a private estate every year. We do 100 people. We do 3 vegan chefs. We do open 2 bartenders, open bar, all the games, card games, you name it.
What's your replacement for mac and cheese? Because everybody be screaming and hollering about the mac and cheese. What's your replacement for that?
Oh, stop playing. We got mac and cheese.
Come on, man.
Like, there's no replacement. I got you. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Look, because this is how they programmed us. How are you going to make mac and cheese without milk? You need milk. Yeah, but we don't understand that there's different types of milk. You know, you got cow's milk. Then you got almond milk. Yep. Then you got oat milk. Then you got salt. So you can still make your mac and cheese and just, you know, swap out the milk, you know, and add your own
okay.
stuff in there.
Okay. Okay. How you going to replace the turkey?
Man, we got tofu turkey. Huh? Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And look, it's tofu turkey. It's like a
tofu turkey.
Check this out. Or my boy House of Chicken, black owned company, will make your turkey for you. Like, he makes it from scratch. It's soy free. He'll actually make the turkey from scratch. No milk, no cheese, no eggs, none of that. I'm telling you right now, just because I hear it in your voice, you're getting an invite. And you're going to come back and you're going to tell the people how it tasted. And I can't wait to see that, man.
Bro, we're going to have to revisit this around the time of Thanksgiving. And I experienced a lot of things. I never experienced a tofu turkey, but I love to be a part of that experience, bro.
Man, just look at the videos. We got tofu turkey. We got meatloaf. We got potato salad, mac and cheese, collard greens, yams, cranberry, whatever you, we got sweet potato pie, we got milk pie, we got moon pie, we got bean pies, whatever you can imagine, we got it, man.
Listen, we could chop it up all day and night, but tell the people how they can connect with you and tell the people what you got coming up.
Yes, y'all can follow me on Instagram at Official Grey Music, which is G-R-E-Y Music. Plant-Based Dripping is the brand on Instagram, plantbaseddripping.com. If you're listening right now, this is my cell phone number, 954-280-4080. Just text me, tell your name, where you're from, so we can lock in. Can't trust these platforms, so we always got to stay connected. My wife has vegan pancake mix. It's called Nikki's Fat Ass Cakes. Hopefully you can say, you know, that on here. But Chef Nikki in the mix, the best pancakes you had, vegan or non-vegan. And I got a project coming out, The Breaks 2. It's currently loading, man. So it should be out probably by May, to be honest.
All right, folks, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, tell a friend, help them get on the move. Leave us a review and give us the 5 stars that we need, because Spotify is now up and they run in the ratings. So there's no excuses. Make sure you're following the podcast so you never miss an episode drop. Till next week, on the move to you. Peace out.